High school seniors are hearing back from colleges, and for those with acceptance letters, there's another big question: how to pay for it. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So how can students figure out if they qualify for aid, first of all? When is it too late to start that process?
Well, according to experts, it's really never too late, but your first thing to do is to complete the free application for federal student aid. That's your FAFSA form. And most people who are getting those college letters back now have done so. I just want to give you a reminder, though. If your family's finances have changed since you've completed the FAFSA, maybe you had a job loss or medical expenses, or maybe you were caring for an elderly parent, you can actually appeal to get a better package. So bottom line, always complete the FAFSA.
Okay, and sometimes you can get aid from the university that you got into. Sometimes there are state and federal options to look into for aid. How do families sort out what's best?
Well, I mean, what you really want to do is you want to apply for everything. And so you're right. Your home state offers various types of financial aid. You may be eligible, even if you're not eligible for federal aid. So you really want to complete that. The colleges and the universities, especially those private universities that have very large endowments, they may have their own packages. The big critical issue here is sometimes a college or university might put something in writing that looks an awful lot like a grant, but it's actually a loan. So you really have to parse through what these letters say and what your kids are going to have to carry throughout their lives.
And if you are the parent or the grandparent and you want to help cover the cost of college tuition for your child or grandchild, what should you know about maybe taking out a loan to do that?
Well, I think that there is something really kind of scary going on. From 2005 to 2015, the number of Americans who are over the age of 60 and who may be having student loan debt, either for themselves or someone else, that number actually quadrupled. There are 2.8 million Americans over 60. And this is according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And the number, I guess, that really blew my mind, those older borrowers, the amount of debt that they're carrying is $23,500.
Wow.
That's a huge number. Remember, guys, that no matter what, you know that you are 100% responsible for that loan, regardless of whether or not your student completes an education or can find a job. So be very careful about that.
Are there certain categories of savings that you should not put towards college?
You know, I have very mixed feelings about this. I think that a lot of parents are quick to say, I've got a 401k, I'll just take out a loan against it, not recognizing that there could be real risk in doing so. Hey, everything's great now, I take a loan against my 401k, I lose my job in 3 years, and that loan immediately is due. I think that people should be really more willing to have a conversation with their kids and say, look, I'm not going to tap into my retirement right now. I want to help you. When I retire, maybe I can help you pay off my loans, your loans rather. Maybe I won't be able to, but for now, let's have a real conversation starting maybe in freshman year of high school about what this family can afford without putting everyone under that huge debt burden.
That's Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. And we'll link you to some more tips from Jill at hereandnow.org. Thank you.
Thank you.